يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. ما بعد. We are talking about doors to Jannah. We're talking about some of the easy ways to get to Jannah, especially in these 10 days. And of the greatest of good deeds in these 10 days, explicitly mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah with regards to these 10 days, is that of dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these 10 days in the Quran multiple times indirectly. And of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, that during these days, let the people mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the blessings He has given them, for example, in animals, for example. And Allah says in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, and remember Allah during the days of Mina, which is these days, the days of Mina, أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, the limited number of days. So Allah twice in these verses mentions the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned as well that these are the days of dhikr. The 10 days, he said, أكثر فيه, increase the dhikr that you do, the tasbih and the tahmid and the takbir, the adhkar that we do, these need to be increased. And also the concept of doing dhikr was known to the Sahaba. The Sahaba would constantly do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days. So much so that it is narrated that they would be doing adhkar even as they walk in the streets, even as they go to the bazaars, they would be saying dhikr out loud. And this is one of the main actions of worship that should be done during, in particular, these 10 days. Now, the concept of dhikr is something that is well known. It is understood. Many topics and lectures have been given about the issue of dhikr. So let's quickly remind ourselves about this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that dhikr should be done frequently. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal does not praise dhikr in the Quran except with frequency. Because dhikr means to remember, to mention. And remembering once in a while, everybody does that. What is praiseworthy, as Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, O you who believe, remember Allah frequently. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and praise Him morning and evening. And Allah Azza wa Jal says in the long, beautiful verse when it comes to describing the people of Jannah, the very last, so the verse begins, the famous verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the believing men and women, the righteous men and women, the fasting men and women, the men and women who guard their private parts. And then Allah says, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, the believing men and women who frequently remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the people Allah says, I have prepared for them an amazing reward. And so the Quran reminds us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and frequently. What are some of the blessings of dhikr that we can derive from the Quran and Sunnah? Well, of the most simplest and of the most profound blessings is that the one who does dhikr has been equated in the Quran and Sunnah with the one who is spiritually alive. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the famous hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the example of the one who does dhikr compared to the one who does not do dhikr is the example of the one who is alive compared to the one who is dead. So the one who is doing dhikr is the one who is alive spiritually. And the one who is not doing dhikr, it is as if he has no life. It is as if he has no spirituality. And it's quite literally that he is being compared to the one who is dead. Why? Because the dhikr of Allah is like the pulse of one's spiritual iman. So the one who has dhikr demonstrates that he is thinking of Allah, conscious of Allah, remembering Allah, praising Allah. And the one who does not do dhikr is demonstrating the opposite as well. Of the beautiful blessings of dhikr is that dhikr is the easiest of all good deeds to do. You don't have to have wudu. You don't have to face the Qibla. You don't have to be in a particular state. You don't have to stand up. You can lie down. You can be on your side. You can even be in the state of Janabah. Any state you are in, you may do dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim. Our mother Aisha said, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do dhikr at any state or frame he was in, doesn't matter. Any state or frame he was in, he would do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dhikr of Allah is of the easiest of all good deeds, of the most simplest of deeds. You can do dhikr when you're stuck in traffic. You can do dhikr between meetings. You can do dhikr when you get bored of your reading or your work. Anything that you have, you can do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, these small things, they can increase our scales and they can make them heavy. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that kalimatani habibatani ila rahmani thaqilatani fil mizani khafifatani ala lisani, that two words are light on the tongue and heavy in the scales and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah al-azim. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, saying alhamdulillah, it fills the scales on the day of judgment. Just one alhamdulillah fills the scales on the day of judgment. So these are of the blessings of dhikr. Of the blessings of dhikr is that when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you. That is exactly what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. In fact, Allah himself says it in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You do my dhikr, I shall do your dhikr. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you. And that's also what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Azza wa Jalla says that I am as my servant thinks of me. So when he thinks of me in himself, I think of him in myself. And of course, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, when he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that Allah's mercy and Allah's forgiveness and Allah's responding to the dua, all of this is encompassed when Allah says, I shall remember that person. And of the blessings of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it increases our iman and it increases our status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it forgives our sins. All of these are done for every dhikr that we do. In one hadith we learn, one rank is raised in Jannah. One sin is forgiven of our good deeds. Some issue that we have, simply by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, those sins are forgiven from us. Of the blessings of dhikr as well, is that dhikr plants for us the seeds of Jannah. In that famous hadith that I've said so many times in so many different lectures, that Ibrahim alayhi salam told our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform us that every dhikr that we do, it is like planting a seed in Jannah. Every Subhanallah, every Alhamdulillah, every La ilaha illallah, when we say it, it will be another tree for us in Jannah. Of the blessings of dhikr as well, is that dhikr will come and it will give us shelter on the day that there is no shelter other than the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that famous hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seven are the people who shall be sheltered on the day there is no shelter other than the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many other blessings that can be mentioned of dhikr. And I just want to mention the most frequent adhkar that should be done, especially in these days, are Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. And especially Allahu Akbar and La Ilaha Illallah. These are to be said especially during these 10 days. Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar. These are of the most important adhkar, and they are the ones that all other adhkar center around. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these four in a hadith many, many times. They're also mentioned in the famous hadith of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, tell your ummah that Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar are the seeds of Jannah. So these are the four, and of course of them, as we said, especially the takbirat, and that is what we do when we go for the Eid Salah. We do the takbirat, and also the dhikr should be done at any time throughout these 10 days, but from the morning of the 9th, which is the day of Arafah, up until the Asr of the 13th, And so that is the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and then the 13th. From the morning of the 9th up until the Asr of the day of the 13th, the adhkar are done, the takbirat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa la ilham, that is done out loud after every single salah for 4.5 days, basically those 5 days that is sunnah to do. And especially of the adhkar that should be done on the day of Arafah, in particular the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, is the dhikr of the kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There are so many other blessings of dhikr, but I'll just conclude with this one hadith that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm an old man. Tell me one thing that I can do that will cause me to catch up and be able to do what the younger companions have done. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I command you to do dhikr of Allah, for there is nothing that is similar to it. So I remind myself and all of you, keep our tongues constantly in the remembrance of Allah. Incorporate phrases, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, into our daily routines. Rather than saying things we should not say, rather than having vulgarities, rather than having expressions that are neutral even or sometimes bad, let us incorporate Islamic phrases when we speak, especially with our Muslim brothers and sisters, and let us do adhkar daily as much as we can, so that inshaAllah ta'ala we can be of those who remember Allah frequently, thereby gaining His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this door of Jannah, and may He make the kalima our last dhikr that we say. InshaAllah, I will see you in our next lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What?
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhuni ya man أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون